Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Hello, all you best people I know. Yes, that would be you. And it's a good morning, a good afternoon, it's a good evening wherever you are around the globe. It's good that we're all here together helping each other be our best, because that's what it's all about. And this show is dedicated to you, providing tips and tools that you can trust without all that fluff, things that you can at the end of the show say, oh, I am so grateful I listen to Best People because I learned something, my life is better, I can share this tip with a friend. You can download the show. Make sure you mark us as a favorite before I introduce Sally Felton, who is going to talk to us about that taboo topic. And we're only as sick as our secrets, so let's get it out in the open and dump the junk. We're going to talk about depression, the causes and cures, and she is an expert with this. Her and her husband actually have a radio show that, well, she has a couple of radio shows with like 500,000 listeners, but this she has one with her husband that's just on depression, so I'm really excited, and she's a lovely friend, and I am so grateful that she's my friend. At the end of the show, she's going to be your friend too, but I do want to remind you to keep the show going and growing. We cannot be here without you. We're at 12,000 listeners now, and that doesn't even include iTunes and some of our syndicated shows in Canada and down south. So, you know, make sure that you mark us as a favorite. Follow the show for the worry-free updates. Tell a friend. Go to iTunes. Log in. Give us a rating. You know, spread the good news, because that's what it's about. So, today's show is something that I'm really looking forward to, and from some of the feedback I've been getting already in promoting the show, I think you are too. So let me just tell you a little bit about Sally, because you can't care about what people know until you know that they actually care about you. And for me, the shows that I listen to and the guests that I want are the real deal, people that have actually experienced my pain, people that I can relate to, people that have actually overcome with their own tools. And Sally Felton is all of those. So let me tell you about this jewel of a person in the crown of our life. She knows something about the pain which touches millions of people, and that is the devastation of depression. It's rarely spoken about in public, but today we are going to lift the shame and talk about the causes and cures and get the tools to build a happier tomorrow. All of us here today, we're going to help each other. You have a question for Sally, 347-637-1318, or type it in the chat. Managing and living with depression is something Sally and her husband Conway have been doing throughout their 30 years of marriage. Their practice has helped so many overcome these obstacles, and they co-host an international radio program which is called Light at the End of the Tunnel, which is devoted completely to helping those with the taboo of depression. Sally is a former hypnotherapist, co-owner of a wellness center, and deep imagery and visualization therapist. Sally began her career in coaching in 2004. Her intuition, creative problem-solving skills, and inherent knack for motivating and inspiring others made her a natural fit for coaching, and you can go to her website, sallyfelton.com, tell her you are a guest on the show, and you'll get a 30-minute free coaching consultation with her, which I highly recommend that you do. Sally completed her coaching certification with the Mentor Coach LLC, which is an internationally recognized institute in Bethesda, Maryland, with programs designed primarily for psychologists, mental health professionals, and individuals with educational backgrounds. I think that's a testimony to her commitment and credibility to this topic, and all of you, all of us. Sally is frequently featured in the media for her outstanding accomplishments. She's a keynote speaker to many companies, and she's also the host of her own, another radio international show, A Fresh Start. So you can contact Sally for coaching. I'll find out her appearances, just get to know her. She's absolutely awesome, a beautiful person inside and out, at sallyfelton.com. And Sally, it is such a privilege and pleasure, my friend, to introduce you to everybody today. How are you?
I am fine, but I think you need to have a glass of water after that. Oh, my word. Oh.
Well, you know, there's just so many awesome things about you, and I just want you to know that we, and I am so excited for our regular listeners and our new listeners, we have tons of people in the chat room. And we have a ton of people in here. I love you guys. I'm going to do the little wave thing. You know, in BTR, we can do those little smileys and add the hearts and the kisses.
Yep.
It's such a happening event. This is like an experience, this show. Love us, love us. So I'm really glad that everybody's here, and I really am grateful for you. Depression is something that I suffer from. I know a lot of people suffer from it, and I'm really just sick and tired of the taboo of it. And you really have a really different frame, a different definition. Can you share with the listeners exactly how you define it? I mean, mental illness, I guess, is the official category. Don't you hate it? And you have a different view of that. So let's get off out of the starting blocks and the positive note with your, how you frame it.
Depression to me is, if we want to call it an illness, it's a disease. But when we talk about a disease like cancer, how often do we talk about that? That's a disease. But when we say depression, nobody wants to talk to you anymore.
Right.
They think that you are crazy, nuts, totally unstable. Well, I got news for you. It can be treated. And it can be treated through medication. It can be treated through alternative healings. For some it can, for some it can't. But depression is an illness that I hate to see categorized as a mental illness. I don't think they could think of anything else to put it in, but it is a disease. And if you go to the hospital to have your leg, you know, fixed, if you have a brace or something on it, you say, I have a broken leg, and nobody thinks twice about it. But when you say that you have depression, it's amazing to see what other people's facial expressions are. It's absolutely amazing. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Mm. And that's one of the things that I really think today we're really setting the tone. You're not alone. If you're listening right now, regular listener, new listener, on replay, you are not alone, and you are not crazy. And, you know, and I think that there's a lot of super intelligent people and a lot of very successful people, and I know that there's a lot of actors and actresses
Chevy
now.
Chase.
Yeah, exactly.
Robin
coming
Williams.
Out. And I think that what happens is people look at someone who can function well, but maybe has those days where it's just really tough. And
yeah.
They think that there's something wrong with them, like they did something wrong to cause this to happen to them. And you're going to help us today, get some tips on how to get a good mindset about depression, to know that there are things that we can do, and you have a lot of tips and places to go. And, there's so much to cover. It's hard to, okay, where do we go next? Maybe we can talk about your personal story with you and your husband.
Sure. I was married in 1974. I had dated my husband for 4 years prior to that. We never lived together. Had we lived together, it would have been an aha moment for me. I never, ever saw the depression until we were married. About a month after we were married, we would both come back from Boston, come back on the train, and all of a sudden, he would go into our bedroom and go to sleep. And I thought, well, he's had a really tired day. That's okay. He was quiet. And he wouldn't come out to the kitchen for dinner. And I thought, what is going on? And he'd wake up in the morning, have breakfast, and then go back to work. Well, my first thought was, wow, what have I just gotten myself into? The second one was, if I'm such a catch, what just happened? I mean, what just happened? So I went to talk to his parents, and his parents said, oh, that's the way he is. Said, that's the way his father is. That's the way my father was. That's the way his grandfather was. And that's the way my grandfather was. So I saw a pattern. And I said, I need to know more about this. The one thing about depression is if you find that someone has lack of appetite, there is a sense of loss in their eyes. Their eyes are not bright. They have a loss of doing what they used to love to do, a passion, if they've lost that. If they have a hard time sleeping, if they are particularly moody, if they seem more than down in the dumps for over 2 to 3 months, it's time to go see a professional. You may not have depression. You could have an instance where you are grieving about some loss that you've had, particularly a divorce, loss of a loved one. That's very natural. But when you're talking about going past 2, 3, 4 months, have yourself checked out. There is no shame in this.
Right, and I think that that's one of the things that I'm excited about is your work to really remove the shame and the stigma of this. But for somebody listening who maybe somebody knows they have depression, they battle it, maybe somebody thinks that they have somebody in their family that has depression, those tips that you just gave us are really tangible things that we can look for, that lack of sleep, that, being tired, loss for enthusiasm, the changes in the, changes in those sleep patterns, eating habits. I mean, those are things that if somebody's listening and thinks that they have a family member or friend that may be suffering from that, this is good stuff to know, and there's more at Sally's website. And you mentioned that there can be an acute cause of it, but there can be
Absolutely.
A prolonged, a hereditary factor. I mean, there's lots of causes for it. But I think what people are really gravitating towards today is they're looking for some cure, some relief. I mean, we want relief from the pain. And how did you get to that next step in your own life?
Well, I had to make a choice, Deb. My choice was, okay, I'm going to educate myself to find out what is really going on. I loved this man. I didn't want to see him miserable. And when someone is depressed, heads up, people, they can't help themselves. They can't get out of their own way. That is so hard for them. You have to support them. You just have to. You have to say, this is what I've learned. Would you consider going with me to talk to a psychiatrist, a psychotherapist? Would you consider learning more about it? Because for them to even investigate this is so hard. They're in pain. They're in pain. So what I did was I went by myself first to talk to a very dear doctor of ours who is a psychiatrist. And we've been with him for, oh my God, we've been married 36 years. So it's been that. And I had to make a choice. Either I was going to stay in this marriage and figure out what was going on, or I could say, holy cow, this is not what I signed up for. I'm out of here. But when you love somebody and you know this is not the way that they were the 4 years that you knew them, something's not up. Something's not right.
Nobody wants depression. Nobody says, you know, I want to be depressed, or I want to hurt the person I love, or I want to be this way.
Or I want a broken leg, or I want migraines. Who wants that? Nobody does.
Right.
Nobody does. So I gathered all the material, and I said to him, you know, when you feel you want to read this, here it is. I never forced it on him. I just put it on his desk, and little by little, he began to read it. And then he said, you know what? I want to go talk to this person. And back then, there were just not the medications that we have now. And in order to try one, you had to be on it for 6 weeks to see if it even worked. And then, if it didn't, guess what? You get another 6 weeks to wean off of it and crash and then start something else. It was awful. And he tried in 12 years about 13 different types of medications. It was horrendous. And the one thing about depression for somebody who has it, when they are home, they feel very safe and are depressed. When they are with others, they mask it. With some, you would never know. I've had friends of ours look at us and say to Conway, I had no idea, because they are so good at putting on a bright face.
Mm.
You would never know.
And I think that that's part of the, you know, with the people that if you think you're having it and you're listening, it's like that's where the crazy comes in because, well, it doesn't seem like you're always down or the typical stereotype of just being isolated. It could just be at different times. You know, I think that there's a couple of points that I just wanted to echo that I thought were really powerful that you just mentioned. One is the medication. You know, a lot of people feel as though there's something wrong, that they failed if they have to take medication. But again, to use your analogy with a broken leg or broken arm, you know, how about a heart condition? People that have, you know, a heart condition take their heart medicine for blood pressures or whatever. And I think that there's nothing to have in shame like that if it helps. And it may not be for everybody, but it may be. The thing is that you don't know what you don't know until you actually go and see someone who's really educated on this. And educating ourselves, I mean, knowledge is power, and I think there's a reason why that has lasted so long, because when you realize that there is, you know, a way to understand something that you've experienced, it really lifts that judgment, the self-judgment or feeling alone. I mean, there's a 12-step group out there now, 12 Steps for Depression, Depression Anonymous. I mean, this is something that a lot of people are now, you know, sharing. And look at kids, teens, teen suicide, depression. You know, that's why it's important to be aware, as you mentioned, are you noticing that daily activity change? Where's your energy level and all of that?
With depression, it's a lack of serotonin or norepinephrine. That's what it is. It's a chemical in the brain that you're lacking. That you're lacking. It's a chemical. And I must say, because we knew that Conway's was very genetic, I mean, when you looked at the history of the family, it was very, very clear that this is passed down. Very clear. I mean, two of our sons are on an antidepressant, and it's just no big deal to them. No big deal. Absolutely no big deal. It's not a happy pill. That is not what it is. It is not something that you're going to take and go, oh my gosh, this is great. I have my life back. It doesn't work that way. You have to also reprogram your thinking. Many times somebody that is depressed has very low self-esteem. very low self-esteem. They have low self-worth. For example, my husband's a competitive tennis player, and we just got back from the Nationals yesterday out in Arizona, and his team came in third. And he won 4 out of his 5 matches. And I asked him, what was different in your thinking than all the other years that you have played? And what he has done in the past 3 years, Deb, is he has integrated cognitive therapy with his medication.
That's really important, and I think the listeners, this is really the highlight, I think, of this discussion for many. Tell us about what cognitive therapy is and why you are an advocate of it, and how that's going to help everybody listening who has depression or knows someone that does, because cognitive therapy is a big key to unlock the door to a new life.
Cognitive therapy was explained to me in this way. Our brain is like a hard drive. It works, it knows what to do, but the software that we used to have isn't updated. Cognitive therapy updates the software so the hard drive works better. The software is called cognitive therapy, where you learn to reshape your thinking to positive thoughts. I'm not talking happy every day, but here's an example. Conway would say, I really played well, but X, Y, and Z. When the word but is used, it negates automatically that first sentence of I played well. Negates it. Totally negates it. So what we have begun to do, and this is just within the past year, is if he says I played well and I'm really proud of it, it's a very different sentence. Very different. If he, for example, wanted to make a list of things to do on a weekend, he may have 10 things. He may have done 8 or 6 out of those 10. Before, he would criticize himself because he didn't get them all done. Hello, you did 6 or 8 out of the 10. You weren't slacking. But it's feeling that if you don't accomplish it all, you're not worthy. You didn't do a good enough job. So what the learning experience is with cognitive therapy is you give yourself credit for what you've done. It's not the amount. It's not how you did it. It's that you continued to do it.
And I love your tip, which is a practical takeaway that we can implement immediately, is be conscious of your words. Listen, do you have but in your vocabulary when you describe things? I think that's a great takeaway tip. And, you know, a lot of people that don't suffer from depression can even, you know, rewire their self-talk in the way that you've described and get some benefit out of it.
Another thing that we've done, and this was, we started this about 3 years ago. It's called catastrophizing. Somebody that is depressed, everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. And for someone that lives with someone that always says something is wrong, it is very debilitating. You lose your own energy. So with cognitive therapy, we learned, okay, you have 15 minutes in the morning to have verbal diarrhea of catastrophizing.
That's funny.
So we would sit outside with our cup of coffee, and I would look at my watch, and I'd say, okay, you got 15 minutes. Make it good. And by adding humor is huge. Huge. Working with someone with depression. It's huge. You need the humor. But by saying to Conway, you have 15 minutes, make it good. Number one, it lightened the energy. It lightened it. And number two, he knew that he would have to change his thinking about, well, this didn't work out well, or maybe I'm not going to do this the way I really wanted to do it, whatever it was. It doesn't matter the content. It matters that he just gets it out.
I think that's another great tip. It's like, okay, let's get your, it's like the 15 minutes of fame, but getting it out there, and releasing it so that, you know, you're not afraid of something when you confront it. I love that Sick Is Your Secrets philosophy. I think it was Everett Hubbard that said, don't take life too seriously because you'll never get out alive. I mean, everything, you know, everything in the moment seems as though it's life or death, but when we can hear it, when we can speak about it, when we can acknowledge it, and we can have people that support us and listen without judgment, we're in a safe place to heal. And I think that's a big part of the depression as well, in having someone as yourself, you've worked with your husband. Somebody listening might not have that type of support. What do you recommend for them?
Call me.
There you go, everybody. You listening. Tell us how to get in touch with you, by the way, with all your great resources that you have.
They can call me here at the office, 978-626-0090. Conway and I are an absolute advocate for helping people with depression, and we have just been asked to talk at McLean's.
Oh, McLean. Tell people about McLean, because people from the outside the Boston area may not know, although they probably, well, they could. Tell us about McLean Hospital, because that's an amazing place.
It is. They deal with ADD, ADHD, bipolar, depression. This is one of the premier places in the country. They are so well known. And out of curiosity, last month, Conway and I said, let's just go to a support group and see what it's all about.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And you know, a lot of these support groups, they're free or donations. I mean, some things can be expensive. But I think, you know, one of the things that you really are an advocate for, and when people go to your website and or they speak with you, you know, when you get around people that have a similar problem as you, that you know that they can you can trust them.
Yeah.
You can say something without them being horrified, dropping out of their chair. You're not listened to with judgment. You know, that really is part of the healing process that anybody listening today, if you suffer from depression or you know someone who does, that is something that you need to give them the show, give them Sally's number, let them know. You're not alone, and there is a way to get well. Give us your website again, would you?
www.sallie, S-A-L-L-I-E, Felton, F as in Frank, E-L-T-O-N, lifecoach.com.
And the phone number again. I have somebody in the chat room that's asking me to type in the phone number again. Can you just give that to me slowly, because I'm going to type it in. Go ahead.
978.
Yep.
626.
Yep.
0090. If they wish to leave a message, it is totally confidential. Nobody else will hear it, so they can leave a message if I'm on the phone with somebody else or with a client.
I really am telling people that are listening alone, you know, replay live. The one thing that I would love for you to take away from listening with Sally is knowing that you're not crazy and there's nothing wrong with you.
And some of
the most creative actors and actresses and most accomplished people in our society suffer from depression. So you might be in good company, you know?
Exactly.
And the way that you frame it, you know, somebody with a broken arm, you don't say that there's something, you know, crazy about them.
Are you disfigured because you have a broken arm?
Right. Or if you're on medication, you know, blood pressure medication, you don't look at that as some person failed with the creation of their heart. And this cognitive therapy, I think, you know, is huge, and it's almost a gift for anybody to get to dump the stinking thinking. And dumping the junk is something that we all need to consider a process. There is no perfection in it. It's all a process. And the other takeaway that you said, let's look at our language. Do we say something and then interject but? I mean, there's so many things that you're telling us. The wisdom that you have is enormous. And the fact that you come from a personal experience and strength is so hopeful. And I want people to tune into your radio show. A Fresh Start's great, but how do they listen to Light at the End of the Tunnel, which is a radio show dedicated to this issue of depression?
If they go to my website and look under radio shows, on the main page, you will see Light at the End of the Tunnel. What I've asked my web designer to do is to take all of our depression shows and put them on one page. So nobody has to go scrolling through 5 years of radio shows to find it. I said, I want it up there and I want it so everyone can see it. If somebody has a hard time trying to find this, email me. You can do it right through my website, and I will send you those archives, because you will also hear Conway's voice. You will also hear the experts that we have gotten on our show to talk about depression. But the one thing I really want those that don't have depression but are family members, how do they tough it out through all of this? They need support too, Deb. They do.
Yeah.
They really need support. The one thing I have done is to write in my journal. That's something Conway does every day. And again, that's cognitive therapy. Because as you see yourself getting better, your words are going to change, your energy is going to change, and you have some perspective of how you were versus how you are now.
Hmm.
The
and
person
you know,
with
this
depression
is
the last to see themselves get better.
Right. And there is no shame in getting help because, again, you know that I was in cardiac surgery sales for 20 years. And, you know, the best cardiac surgeons that I dealt with, one of the best valve surgeons in the world at Brigham and Women's, I mean, when he needed his valve replaced, he didn't do surgery on himself. So, you know, we all need help.
That's right. And I think for me, if I have had a really bad day, I'll call one of my sisters. You will know who wants to hear about this and who doesn't. There are, you know, family members in on his side that clearly don't want to talk about it, don't want anything to do with it, don't want to hear it. That's hard, but I get it. I understand it. I get it. It's hard for them. It's hard for a lot of people. So pick your friends, family wisely. You want to have someone that's going to listen, not talk back to you. And if you are there catastrophizing with a family member, you want them to listen. You don't want them to say, well, look at what you have in your life. You've got this and you've got that. Your kids love you. They don't hear that.
Mm. And I think that validation is so important. You know, somebody saying, oh, don't just stop it. You know, it's like going into the mental institution and saying, you know, to somebody who has really severe inability to communicate that's rocking back and forth, you know, going up to them and yelling at them, just saying, oh, just stop that. Just stop that. I mean, you know, you can't do that. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a way to shine your brilliance. There isn't hope. There isn't, you know, a great gift in you, even with that depression. It's still You know, there's a gift even in that. I mean, humility, compassion. You know, there's so many things that when we get in these groups and work with other people that can support us, they can help us see things with, you know, putting on glasses and seeing mm-hmm. things in a clearer way so that it isn't all doom and gloom.
Right.
And that's one of the things I love about your radio show and your books and your recommended reading. And you had some things. I know we're at the end of the show. Sally, you got to come back and talk about, I mean, there's just so much we can talk about with this. It just goes on and on and on. And I know you have some special things that you wanted to share with listeners as far as gifts and things that you had for them. Do you want to mention that before we have to close?
Yeah, definitely. If people want to get a hold of me, I do have a free half-hour consultation. Please feel free to do that. I'm more than happy to do it. If people want to have all the literature, the books that Conway and I have used, I'm more than happy. If there is a man out there that would rather talk to another man, I get it. I so get it. Conway is nodding here. He would love to talk with another male. Sometimes they just feel better about that. Conway's not ashamed to do it. And it was clearly after one of our ushers committed suicide about 3 years ago that Conway just, the gloves were off. He said, that's it. I'm talking about it. Enough is enough. I'm done. The world's going to know, and I don't care.
Give us that phone number again, Sally.
978-626-0090. And my husband's name is Conway, and he said he would be more than happy to talk to anybody.
I can't thank you enough for being on the show. I know you've helped so many people today. I mean, we had such a busy chat room, and you know, so many shows get downloaded after. And I really encourage people, if you suffer from it, you have a friend that suffers from depression, you know someone that, like Sally mentioned, the people that have loved ones that are depressed, they need support, please share the show with them as well. I mean, what a great gift, and what God bless you for the wonderful work that you're doing to help so many people.
Well,
and we
love
need
it.
To get rid of this.
We believe in it. We believe in being advocates for each other and advocates for others. You don't need to live in doom and gloom. We don't need to do it. Cognitive therapy is awesome. Acupuncture is another thing that helps so much.
Mm.
It does.
And when people get in touch with you, because, you know, we only have a half an hour, we've actually gone over our time a little bit here, but, you know, I really, it's like, wow, there's just so much to talk about. It's like I have this appetite, go more, more, more.
Yeah.
You know, we're starving for this information because it's like any language. If you can't speak it if you don't even know what the
right.
what the letters are to you to make the words or the sentences or the paragraphs. So, you know, it really is about educating and knowing that there's so many people like yourself can help and care and really have a deep center of love to help others not suffer the pain that so many of us have experienced. But, you know, we could talk and talk and talk and talk about this. We're going to have you come back. I want it on recording. You're going to come back and share your shine with us, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Hey,
there's just one shout-out for a book for anybody that wants a very simple understanding of what depression is, and it's a great book to shove in front of your family members and even someone who is depressed. I hate the title of the book, Depression for Dummies. I hate it, but I gotta tell you, it is an eye-opener. It gives you everything you need to know about it.
Mm.
Depression for Dummies.
Right. And
bright,
you know,
yellow book.
Yep, that's right. Hey, listen, you can just find a picture that you like and just tape it over the title once you get it. It's
seriously.
Okay, you know, something with some like visualization and a hammock on the beach or something like that, which is okay. But, you know, I really believe, if you think about the world and how many billions of people have walked our earth, none of us is staying forever, but we're all here for a specific reason and we're necessary. And, you know, if you're created, if you're alive, you're here to do something that nobody else can do. And when you're feeling your best, you can do that. And so it's not a selfish thing to want to get well. It's probably, and I think, Sally, you'd agree, it's probably the most unselfish thing you can do to really try to get healed of depression, to at least understand it so it doesn't devastate you, and to know that there's even good things that you can get in that bad thing. And I think that's what you helped us with today. I know you've been a blessing to me, and I trust that people listening have really gotten some valuable tips and tools that they can implement immediately. And the excitement of knowing that they can get in touch with you to really, you know, just begin the journey. Begin the journey now. It begins with, it's a 1,000-mile steps, but it's the first one that you got to take.
Right. Start where you stand. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it, folks.
Every year, Sally, I get older, it's like going faster. We don't have time to
wait. Oh, yeah, definitely. You bet.
Yeah. So I thank you. I thank everybody listening, whether you're a regular listener or you just joined us. You know, we appreciate you. We're going and growing, and it wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for you. And, you know, I'm dedicated to bringing you guests like Sally. And if you have a suggestion or a show, if you like the show, you can get in touch with me as well at greenskyandbluegrass.com. But make it a point today. Do it now. You know, Nike said it best. Just do it now. Call Sally. Conway's waiting. You know, go to her website. This is the gift that is not an accident you're here. And there's no need to suffer. Any final goodbye word before I put my goodbye music on, Miss Sally?
Just try. Try. Step out. Take one step. And try to get the education you need. Try one thing. One step. If you get stuck, call.
Yep, and we just had somebody in the chat room commenting about McLean Hospital and so forth. But when they get in touch with you, you'll be happy to talk to them about everything in confidence, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and everything is confidential. Believe me, it doesn't go out.
Okay.
It stays.
Well, thank you for being the love sprinkles in our day today.
Well, thank you. It's been great, Deb. I love what you're doing. I love your energy. It's so fun. So fun. So clear your calendar and we're having lunch.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. It's so funny. The people listening don't know. We're both in the Boston area on the North Shore, and it's like we talk and we go back and forth emails and doing things, and we have to do that. And that's definitely something that's an antibiotic for depression. So you got to be with the best people we know.
Yep.
Mutual Admiration Society.
It's really hard to push yourself, but you can do it. You need the support. You can do it.
love us.
Yeah.
Sally, you are just sunshine, and thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today.
Yeah. Well, I love it.
Okay. Well, join us. Thank you very much, and thank Conway, too.
And
people call Sally. All right, well, we're at the close, so I'm going to put the goodbye music on, but I just want you to know that you are so appreciated for being here. Go out. Don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle. And remember, as Oscar Wilde said in his famous words, be yourself because everybody else is already taken. Goodbye.
Thank you for
God
listening
bless.
To the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.